You're listening to the Blissful Bites Podcast, episode 182.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode here on the Blissful Bite Podcast. I'm really, really excited to be doing this episode here today because I know it's something that you're all really, really interested in, how to grow your Facebook page. I get asked this question all the time, and it's honestly something that I have not cracked the code on. I'll be very honest and tell you, I love Facebook ads. I am good at Facebook ads. I do them for myself. I do them for clients. However, I have not figured out the whole organic growth thing, which is why I brought on someone to share with you who has cracked the code. So I'm introducing you today to Rachel Miller. She is reopening her course, Moolah, today, and it's all about growing those page views and turning them into money in your pocketbook. She is sharing some great free tips with you today, and I would encourage you just to come over and join her free Facebook group. That's how I really got to know her and really saw how she was just sharing so much value over even in the free group. So I am actually going to be taking her course this time, which I'm really, really excited about. So if you are interested, come on over to our free Facebook group. You can get that group at NicoleCulverBlog.com/Moolah Group. That's one word. So NicoleCulverBlog.com/Moolah Group. MOOLAH group. So come on over, hang out with me there, of course. And then we'll also be doing a live stream today, which is when it goes live on Monday in the Blissful Bites community. So I'm psyched to share these great, great Facebook tips with you because they're so helpful. And again, come over to the free group or you can check out her course at NicoleCulverBlog.com/Moolah. I am an affiliate for the course because I know she's had amazing, amazing results. And I've heard from some of the people who've gone through her course. So if you want to come over, join us in the free group or take the course with me and we can be like course buddies. So come and enjoy. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Don't forget to come over to the group and tell me what you thought and what new things you learned. So without further delay, let's get right into the interview. Rachel Miller is the creator of multiple Facebook fan pages, including Quirky Mama, One Crazy House, Crazy Cat Lady, as well as dozens of other audiences. These pages are profitable and a real source of income. She teaches Moolah, from page views to paycheck, how to grow an engaged audience with your Facebook page. Hey, Rachel.
Hello, Nicole. So good to be here with you guys.
Thank you for being here.
I just love building audiences and collecting eyeballs, and when you collect eyeballs, asking them what they want and then providing it for them. It is such a thrill to bring on the eyeballs. So hopefully I can help some people in your audience grow their pages today.
Oh my gosh, you totally will. And I will say, I love just talking about tech difficulties. We just had one, we started and it didn't record. So we're starting over, and tech, just to show you, tech difficulties just always happen.
Oh, but that's just part of the fun. But that's the thing with Facebook, though, is that you can be completely authentic. You can have tech difficulties. You can have an ugly video. You can have a really ugly fan or landing page, and you can still get conversions if you can develop trust from your readers. So if you can have your readers trust you and trust that you have the best interest for them and that they can see what you're doing as something they can do, you can have a huge impact in their lives and in your pocketbook, really, too.
Oh my gosh, 100%. So I've been in your Facebook group for a few months now. I've watched some of your Facebook lives. You just know so much about Facebook. And like I said before, I love Facebook ads, but organic reach, you are really the go-to expert. So I would love to hear, how did you get to this place of knowing so much about Facebook and organic reach?
Oh, it was fun. I started blogging like 10 years ago. I quit my job 11 years ago and my daughter was born. and she's turning 11. So I know it's exactly almost 11 years. she was born, and I was a school teacher. I taught economics, but I taught at a really small rural school, and I was making $26,000 a year teaching at a small rural school, public school. And I couldn't afford childcare at the same time. So I quit teaching to come home. And as I was home, I was going bored out of my ever loving mind. And like, you need to like go do something. So he got me a website, and we even like, he's sitting there like, okay, well, what do you want to call your website? I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I want a website. I'm not online. And he's like, oh, what will you call yourself? So we ended up calling it Quirky Mama, and we misspelled the word mama. So you guys can go onto Facebook right now and type in Quirky Mama and see my original Facebook page and my original site there. And yeah, I misspelled it and everything. And today it has over 3 million something eyeballs on it. So it's really fun to see how something I began can explode. And one of my first virals with there was Play-Doh that you make out of marshmallows. That went insanely viral. And I was so excited. People were coming. They were looking at the post. And I kind of felt validation. Like, I didn't make very much money off of that viral. But at the same time, I knew people were paying attention to what I was doing. So I had some type of impact. I made them smile for a brief moment in their day while they looked at marshmallow Play-Doh. And maybe I helped them play with their kids a little bit. And so that really fed my soul. And I was like, there's a million people that want to have Play-Doh. This is so cool. And then my next viral, a little while later, I did a viral on Loom Band bracelets.
Oh my gosh.
That's when I saw the power of a viral to sell products. Because we sold so many Loom Band bracelets with that post that I'd written and how I got it to go viral on Facebook. I was just so excited to see Loom Band bracelets fly off the Amazon shelves and that 8% land in our pockets. And it was just so exciting to see that. And once I realized that how the power that an audience has, that you can drive that traffic anywhere, kind of the sky's the limit. So I ended up selling Quirky Mama to Holly Homer, and that I used that income to pay for our adoption. And so I was able to adopt our boys debt-free, which is such a blessing to our family, and can't imagine life without our boys. And I've gone on since then to create additional audiences. So I've made One Crazy House. I built that to over 500,000 fans in like 18 months. And I built One Crazy Crazy Cat Lady and One Pot Crock Pot. I built those pages in under 6 months to roughly 100,000 each. Well, I think one of them I got to 103 and the other one to like 97 or something. But roughly 100,000 in 6 months for each of those pages. And so I knew that, one, I really love collecting eyeballs. Like, that's my thing. And two, I had a system that I could use for lots of different niches that did. I was able to grow again and again and again. So I turned that over and said, hey, friends of mine, do you guys want to do this too? And they said, yeah, let's do that too. And I was like, oh my word, yes. So I opened it up to 100 of my friends and said, hey, do you guys want to learn how to do this? And almost immediately 47 of them said yes. And the other ones were kind of ticked off because they didn't get my email, because I emailed them on Halloween. And that's not the day you're supposed to sell people things at 5 o'clock on Halloween. So the fact that I sold 47 looking back is kind of a miracle. And then I opened launched the product for real on January 1st, and I sold 93K in my opening of my launch of my product. So I was shocked, the number of students. So I was shocked that I sold, that there are people that trusted me to help them grow their pages. And then after that, I was shocked to see their results. We've had one student get a post to over 29 million, a single post to 29 million people. We've had over half a dozen people get to over 10 million people with their content, a single post go to over 10 million people. We've had people grow by over 97,000 was in during 6 8-week course. She grew her page, 97,000 new fans to her page following the course. So I'm just blown away. One, that people would trust me. Two, that this is helping people, not just me grow audiences, but helping other people build their businesses, and that the students are having such massive success is super exciting for me.
Oh my gosh. So now, can anyone do this in any niche?
We have all sorts of niches. We have a golf course. We have two horse farms. We have a lobbyist for Washington, D.C. We actually have a governor or a politician.
That's hysterical.
I'm not supposed to tell anybody who he is. But I can't help saying, at least the staff person said that it was a governor. So, I don't know. So, and then I've got several doctors. We've got probably over a dozen realtors. We have 981 students in the course right now.
Oh my gosh. So now
all kinds of initiatives. And we just launched January. So it's been 5.5 months.
That's nuts. So do you have to have a monetization strategy to take your course?
No. Oh no. So what part four in the course, so we start the course learning who your customer is, i.e. your customer's Facebook and your customer's the reader, right? And how to make both of those happy. And how to create what I call a niche neighborhood. Basically, how to find your competition and make your competition feed your page and grow your audience. So you don't have to work as hard because your competition is doing the work for you. But instead of calling it competition, because that sounds, I like to be the sweet cheerleader, not the competitive person, although I am competitive. I call it niche neighborhood. So that way you find your neighborhood to connect with and you team up with your neighborhood kind of.
Interesting. So yeah, Oh, go ahead. You go.
Yeah. So we cover that in week one. And then in week two, we talk about the nitty gritty, like how to set up your page, how to set up an ad, how to find content, how to schedule your content. This is, if you're an established blogger, probably the week you can skip. But a lot of people need that beginning walk through the steps. And then after that, we talk about how to fix your broken page, how to do boosts and types of ads. And then we move into the point, which is monetization, growing your email list, or making virals. So I figured traffic, emails, and sales, that's really why people have Facebook page. So week four, we cover that.
Awesome. And I've seen you talk about the bumper sticker. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, the bumper sticker is so much fun. Really, if you can get the bumper sticker and the targeting, the rest of your business is just icing on the cake. Like those are the two that are really the hardest to get. But if you get them, like you're set for life kind of. So the bumper sticker is how you define yourself, how your readers would define themselves inside your niche. So a cat person would call themselves a crazy cat lady. A kindergarten teacher is going to call herself a kindy, or an educator, or what you're going to call yourself. Me, I might call myself a kind of quirky homeschooling mom, right? Quirky mama. One crazy house. I have a crazy house. I've got six kids. It's crazy around here, guys. So these are things that I would call myself. You want to have your page, the content on your page, speak for your reader, because your reader's really lazy and they want you to kind of be their voice for them. So when they're sharing content on Facebook, they're sharing your post. What they're really doing is telling their friends, I'm like this. This is who I am, or this is something that is important to me. So it's not about your product. It's not about your recipe. It's not about the bottle of ketchup. It's about what that says who your reader is. So is your reader a lazy cook? Is your reader the DIY cook? Is your reader a gourmet cook? Is your reader somebody who hates food and has to feed her family anyways? That would be me. I can skip a whole meal and be not even notice. So think about who your reader is and how your page can celebrate who they are.
Oh, I love that. So do you hear all the time, or at least I hear all the time, that Facebook pages are dead? And obviously you are the answer to that. You are the opposite of Facebook pages are dead. But do you still hear that a lot of the time, or no, because you surround yourself with people who are loving Facebook pages?
Oh, I hear it all the time. That said, I just say, okay, you think that? And then I show them Aaliyah, who got to 29 million with a single post. And she since then has told me that she got to 33 million. I just didn't see the screenshot. So I can't so she got to 29 million. I can prove that she got to 29 million with her post. And like, I'm just like, well, yeah, Facebook's dead, but you know what? She got to 29 million. So you keep thinking that because we're going to clean house over here.
So do you think that Facebook is like the best platform that you should be going all in on?
I think you need to be on all the platforms. If you go all in on one, you're putting all your eggs in one basket and you're not building a business. So realistically, you need to have a Pinterest platform. You need to have some type of presence on Instagram. You need to have some type of presence on Twitter. You need to have some type of presence in SEO and using SEO to build your page. You need to have some, and that's search engines. You need to have some presence on Facebook. This is one piece of the pie for your business. It's not, it shouldn't be your whole business. It can be, you can build a whole business on a Facebook page, but best case scenario, you're going to want to diversify your traffic streams.
Oh, I love that you said that because it's so honest and I didn't expect you to say that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, mine is one course of many I hope you take to build your audiences.
Yeah, 100%. So where do you think, obviously your course should be the answer to their dead Facebook page, but what do you think that first step is to really figuring out who their audience is and how they can serve them through their Facebook page?
If they have no reader yet, then I would consider asking them to find someone who is like the reader they want to target. If they have a page that's a small page and it has a couple engaged people or a couple hundred engaged people, go on there and make a comment and ask your readers to talk to you on the phone, like literally talk to you. And as you're talking to them, ask them to tell you who they are and what their biggest successes are so you can be their cheerleader, what things really irritate them so you can basically poke their pain points. So I did that with my crazy cat page because I'm not a cat person. I'm actually really allergic to cats and they annoy the jeepers out of me. They rub on my legs and I don't know why they do that. So I am not a cat person, but I needed to make an audience to prove to myself that this system worked, that was not in any way connected to anything that I've done before. And my husband said cats. I think he was being sarcastic, but I took him seriously. So, sorry, he's a lot of fun. A lot of his ideas, he's being sarcastic, but it works. It's really funny. And he tells me, hey, I told you. It's really kind of funny. So I get to blame all of the successes on his accidents and his sarcasm. But kind of like the heading me the website, right? So I made a cat audience, but I didn't know what cat people wanted. So I wrote on there after I had, like, I think I got to 1,000 people. And then I said, hey guys, to somebody who responded to a comment, they said, oh, I love your cat. He's so cute. I wrote back and said, hey, can I talk to you on the phone? Because I'm a new blogger and this is my new page. And I want to like talk to people who love cats and talk to you about your cats. And of the people I talked to, I messaged, 5 out of the 6 said yes. The first 2 phone calls were the most awkward things known to man. I was like, what the, hi, you have a cat? I don't have cats. Don't tell a cat person you don't have cats. So anyways, that didn't go over well. So the first 2 was kind of me figuring it out. By my 3rd, 4th, and 5th, those were absolute gold. So I knew where that person was. I knew what they called themselves. I knew what kind of products they loved. I knew what they want. I knew that I would not be able to sell cat food to my audience because I knew they were so passionate about the single type of food they were feeding their cats. There's no way I would convince them to buy a different type of food. So instead of trying to sell them cat food, I should sell them cat toys or a cat mug saying, hey, that they can share their coffee with their cats in the morning. And that they actually drink coffee with their cats. Like literally their cats are drinking their coffee. Things like that I didn't know until I had that conversation with them and said, what was the silliest thing your cat did this morning? Oh my word, they drank your coffee with you. Oh, you're saying they drank your literal cup of coffee with you. Okay, this is something now I can get that on a picture somewhere because this is a real life story that's happening to my readers.
Wow.
And then you can make a t-shirt with it that says, hey, my cats drink their coffee.
That is so crazy. So now, are you actually selling those things to your cat audience as a non-cat lady?
Yes.
That's so crazy to me.
Now, here's the thing, guys. Everyone told me, here's the thing. Everyone told me they couldn't copy my success with Quirky Mama or One Crazy House because I had a big budget. I had a lot of money to be able to invest in new sites and that I had these big pages. So you can't replicate it now. So I was like, well, I'm pretty sure my system will work now. So I started with cats. And then people were saying, well, the reason why it was successful was cats. Anybody can make cats sell, lady. So then I was like, well, what else can I do? And that I don't like because I want to put myself outside of myself. And so I did crock pots. I don't cook. I don't cook at all. Like, we are a chicken nugget, happy to be chicken nugget family. I pull them out of the freezer and my daughter turns the oven on. And I pull them out of the oven. That's the gist of how much I cook. So because of that though, I wanted to see if I could make something else, another product, go viral and do well and sell well without it being something that I was connected to and that I could do with my other pages. And so I did Crock-Pots, One Pot Crock-Pot Girl. And so once I got that one to do well too, I knew that this was a system that works and it can work with a lot of different products and a lot of different things.
So genius. I'm totally impressed.
So we sell t-shirts, we sell crockpot liners, we sell crockpots, we sell mugs, we sell magnets, we sell napkins, we sell a lot of chalkboard labels, because I can sell chalkboard labels to just about anybody because they have to label their cat food and label their cat medicine, or they have to, and their freezer meals, they have to label their freezer meals and organizing. So yeah, but you got to find those things that your readers will want to buy. So one of the ways that I found out what my readers want to buy is once I built that audience, send them links to Amazon. Use an affiliate code. Even this isn't so much to make money from selling that product. Your goal is to see what things they are buying. So you can go on and see what things they purchased when they used your link. You can also, if they give you your email address, like in an email list or something like that, you can take that and put that into Amazon's wish list and see, are they having things in their shopping cart currently? Because the wish lists are public.
What?
So you right now can take my email address and go into Amazon and find out what I have in my shopping cart.
Oh my gosh.
It's public. And you have to set it to default to not have it be public.
Oh my gosh. Going to do that right now.
No, you know what your people are buying, and then you know they're buying this, so you can sell it to them. You're doing them a favor because they want those crock pot liners so that they don't have to do dishes. They don't want to have to clean out their grubby crock pot.
Yeah. And I think that's the huge point. You're doing them a favor, and you have to think of it like that because you are.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so cool to see they really love you when you help them like that too. So building that community and that love, it's just, well, it's really fulfilling.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So what's your latest community that you're building right now?
Moolah.
Oh, well, duh.
So I'm having more fun helping other people grow. I still have the audiences alive, but I've outsourced all of them to staff. So I only come on when they tell me it's dying. And usually at that point, it's pretty bad when they call me and say, oh my word, I think I broke it. But I love the fact that I'm not involved in them anymore, so I can focus on Moolah. And I get to help other people explode their audiences. And I know that if I wanted if Moolah stopped tomorrow, if I could easily turn back on my pages, get them back to 100% in 3 weeks, and we'd be good to go.
And so now tell us about Moolah. Tell us about the course.
Okay, it's right now, just so that you guys know, it is $247, but this is the last time it's going to be $247. It's going up at least $100 and possibly like $200. I was told that I'm like seriously undervaluing myself.
You are. And I know, like, we, just to be honest, Rachel and I have never talked, but I have been in her Facebook group, and the amount of people I've seen be like, why are you charging so little is actually insane.
Yeah. So I'm going to listen to all the advice finally, and I'm going to be raising my prices, but I promised that it was going to be, I announced that it was going to be $247 before I decided that. So before I like had some sense knocked into my head. So just so that everybody knows, I am honoring my earlier saying of it's going to be $247, but this is the last time it's going to be $247. It's going to jump up significantly in our future classes. So
awesome.
Yeah, $247. We have a coaching upgrade, and I think that's going to be like $370 or $399. Basically, I have to pay for my coaches. So I don't make a whole lot of extra on those, but you have to pay for the time that they're going to be doing the the small group chats to help you keep people on target. We had a lot of people asking for extra handholding, and I just don't have the time for that. I'm not the best person for that either. So we have people in our group that are coaches who help the students. We have 981 students right now. And yeah, I'm hoping to have another 500 or so students join us in this next open cart period. And we start the It goes for sale May 22nd, and it stops being sold May 26th at midnight. So that Friday night, it's done. No more sales until August, the end of August. So, awesome. Yeah. So,
and so this will go live on Monday. So you can actually get the course right now.
On Monday, you get to purchase the course. You can't purchase the course until Monday.
Yeah.
And the sales page will actually be completely different then too. So I'm still working on the sales page.
Perfect. And where can they find you, the course, all that info?
Oh my word. I forgot to grab your link. Give me 30 seconds here and I'll grab your link. Okay. Can we just put that up in just a second?
Yes. Actually, I will tell them that my affiliate link will be at NicoleCulverBlog.com/moolah. And we can make it just really easy.
That's terrific. Yahoo, Nicole.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. You were so much fun. I think I'm going to be one of your next students because.
Well, I want to see you explode and become one of my moolah wins. So I have a Facebook group. You should give them the link to the Facebook group too. And this is where people can go, even if now's not the time to buy, you can go in there and you can see the people who are having moolah wins and see their successes and be like, oh my word, that's totally, I can see myself making this happen. That's my free group. And we also have a group for the buyers. So it is really exciting to see peaches and people grow.
Thank you. This was seriously so informative and I'm really looking forward to being a part of your next round.
Yahoo. Thank you, Nicole. You have a great day.
You too, Rachel. You can find more information about Rachel and Moolah at NicoleCulverBlog.com/podcast. You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and helpful business tips.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.